Philippians 3, from verse 19. Philippians. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. Who mind earthly things? Oh, verse 20. We're going to read together verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21, the Bible says in Philippians 3, verse 21, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Huh. The Bible says, who shall change? We are talking of there must be a change. Now there's a question that is on that verse, verse 21. It says, who shall change? Who shall change? Karado seti perandas kavahatia. It says, and who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? Who shall change it? Are you there? Yes. Are you there? Yes. I'm teaching you the real Bible. When I'm teaching you Bible with Hebrew words and the Greek words, I'm trying to make you understand what actually it means. It may actually sound as a simple statement when you understand only in English translation. The word who shall change. Who shall change? It seems like the Bible here is talking on the last day, where the Bible says our bodies shall be transformed as his body. The Bible says, for who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The question is, who shall change our body to become like his glorious body, that is able to subdue all things unto himself? In other words, there is a level where we must reach of his glorious body, that we reach a level whereby we subdue all things unto ourselves. The Bible says by his glorious body, he is able to subdue all things to himself. This is why the sea hears him. The sun obeys him. The moon obeys him. You obey him. Why? Because of this working power. Okay. The Bible says, who shall change our vile body? The word vile there comes from a word weak. Weak body. Or something of a low profile. Tell my neighbor. Let's check if you have NIV. Do I have NIV? NIV. One, two, three, go read. Do you hear that? Who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control? Who? He says, not when our bodies have changed, like his body. This is when Paul is complaining that who shall make us to be like him? Are you hearing that? Because by his power of his body, Jesus Christ, he is able to put everything under his control. Which means when we get the same level of his body, we'll be able to put everything under our control. When we say to a demon, come out, a demon comes out. If you say money come, money comes. If you say go, it goes. If you say go, it goes. Come, it comes. Are you here?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say, if you don't hear tonight, there won't be a change in your life. I'm not your neighbor. Say you. But my problem here is on that scripture. Hey, Skeferia, ask your hand. The Bible says, who shall change? The word change there, it is not the change of metamorphosis. In Matthew 17, verse 2, we see the another level of change, which is metamorphosis. When the Bible says in Matthew 17, from verse 2, when the Bible talks of Jesus being transfigured. Say, so, uh-huh. Tell me about you better change. They, he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. So Jesus was transfigured. He changed from one state into another state. This type of changing in this Matthew 17 verse 2, it is the metamorphosis where something completely changes into another state. Well, the change that is written in Philippians 3 verse 19 to 21, it is metaschematizo. Oh, metaschematizo. We can remove the word metas, because the word metas simply means, in Greek, it simply means the metamorphosis. It's the same word on meta. The word there is morphosis. Meta, which means the, like the Bushiris. The metas, meta Bushiri, which means the Bushiris. So when the word is a metamorphosis, the transfiguration. So the real word there is morphosis. So the word metas, don't be confused with it. It's not like a deep word. Metas simply means what? There. Ask them, but what does the word metas mean? What are they saying? Morphosis, ask them, what is morphosis? What are they saying? They are quiet. Tell you about transfiguration. Changing from one state to another state. All right, here we go. So the word there, that when the Bible says, who shall change? It is not the change of metamorphosis, of changing from one state into another state. No. It is schematizo. Schematizo. S-K-I. It's supposed to be S-C-E. That's where the word scheme came from. Schematizo, but we pronounce it S-K-I, M-A-T-I-Z-O, S-K-I, M-A-T-I-Z-O, schematizo, metas schematizo, but in short is schematizo. To make matters worse, metas schematizo. Matizosis, to make matters worse. But for you to understand, just write the schematizo anointing. Schematizo. Say schematizo. To schematizo means to change of disguising. Are you here? It is not like the change of transfiguration where you change from one state to another. No. It is simply to change of disguising. It's like you are standing here and you take a mask that looks like a major one and you put on your face. Your face has changed like a major one, but you are not. That's schematizo. Say, I'm hearing major. Overflow, are you hearing? Tell your neighbor, schematizo anointing. Tell them again, schematizo anointing. It is to change whereby you wear something on top of you. Now, Apostle Paul says, who shall schematizo us? Who shall change us? Who shall make us to disguise like him, like his glorious body? So he's talking of us changing our bodies, our voice, our eyes, like the body of Christ, whereby he put things under his control. The problem now, it is you are not controlling things. Things are controlling you. You are not controlling money. Money is controlling you. I'm talking to people who are not even hearing. You are not controlling sickness. Sickness is controlling you. You are not controlling demons. Demons are controlling you. You are not controlling poverty. Poverty is controlling you. But when you schematizo, you put everything under your control. Am I talking to somebody here? Some people.
Yes.
So I'm here, Major. I'm listening one by one. Are you following? Some people can't make it without money. But some of us, money can't make it without us. Tell your neighbor, some people can't make it without money. But some of us, money can't make it without us. The moment we stop touching money, the whole economy will be disturbed. The whole economy. Tell your neighbor, that's my portion. Say, so you need one thing. Schema. Oh, that didn't finish. Ski. Schematizo. Schematizosis. It's a process whereby you have completely changed by disguising yourself like God. And demons look at you and say, hey, you are shining. They think you are God, but you are not. This is why you see people there saying, God, Major One, are you physical? They say, you winner. How you will? They say, no. It is schematizosis. You say, don't praise me. Then I know, Major One, you are powerful. Schematizosis. I am not God. I will never be. You will never be. But you can schematizosis. You can schematizo whereby your appearance in the spiritual realm. You wear Christ. When you say word, it's supposed to happen. Because God's body has the ability to put everything under his control. Are you hearing me? Tell your neighbor, the problem with you, money is controlling you. When money says we are not coming in your house, it means it's not coming. You struggle. When disease says they're coming in your body, you are sick. When poverty says we are on your door, it means you are poor. Say, neighbor, until when will you be controlled? Say, tonight. You better receive the anointing than just receiving the change. You must receive the anointing to control everything. Who needs it? Who needs it? Who needs it? Who needs it? One time I was praying, and God, when I was studying this scripture, and the Lord spoke to me, he said, son, tell me what you want. I said, God, I don't want anything, but I want the anointing to have what I want. Did you hear that? What did I say? I don't want anything. I want to have the anointing to have anything I want. If it was some of you to say school fees, I need a car. I need a house. I need... No! I said, I don't want anything. I need the anointing to make me have whatever I want. And God said, go and read Philippians 3. And I began to read there. I read that for 2 years. I was getting nothing. Until I began to study those scriptures in Greek and Hebrew. That's when I began to see that there was a mystery. And there is a mystery which is hidden on that verse, which most Christians don't know. There is a level that you can reach whereby things stay under your control. I am following. I was in Cameroon, the stadium that I was ministering. In the history of Cameroon, not any preacher has ever preached in that stadium. Now, listen this. Not any preacher in that stadium has ever preached. Now, the minister was supposed to authorize for us to meet there or not. The minister signed that we must meet in that stadium. When he had sent the document accepting, few hours later he called. I said, you people, what powers are you using? What powers? Am I the one who signed? I'm now thinking after you have left, I wasn't supposed to sign that document. Putting everything under our control. Are you hearing me, somebody? They will realize late after giving you a job. They'll say, what are we doing? Come on. We didn't ask your qualifications. Did we? It is a change that happens with your physical body. Now the Bible says, who shall change our vile body? The word vile there is weak or low profile. The word vile or weak there in Greek is called tapeino. Tapeino. Which means something that is weak to make it. Something of low estate. Something of no value. Something. Now the Bible says, who shall change us of no value? Who shall change us of weak estate? Who are not considered in the society? Who? It says, but when the schematizo takes place, when we wear the body of Jesus, this is why Apostle Paul says what? He says, put on Christ. Put on like a cloth. Put him on. Are you hearing even? Put on Christ. That is to schematizo, to put on. Say schematizo. Say I'm tired of being controlled. I want my body to change to a level whereby I start controlling things. Imagine you're home sleeping and the devil controls you. Say, now begin to think of this. And all of a sudden, evil thoughts. The devil's playing with you. Then he controls you again. Ta, go and do this. You go doing it. He controls a blessing. You see a miracle about, like you're like, wow, if this thing is going to happen, I'm going to have this. I'm going to move. All of a sudden, everything just stopped moving. The devil sees it and controls you with his demonic remote control. And where you are now, nothing is moving because you are under the control of Satan. The things you hate doing are the things you always do because it's not you, there is something controlling you. You can't even hold yourself. You find yourself in those things again and again. Why? Because you are spiritually being controlled. But when you get the level of schematizo, you don't get controlled. You control. Are you hearing me, somebody? Turn about schema. Finish. No, I can't hear you. Say it again. Schematizo. Say, just to show your neighbor that I know better than you. I will not say schematizo. I will say schematizosis. Say tapeino, which means weak. Oh, are you here? Are you here or you home? Tapeinosis. Hey, you are dangerous. You know things now, eh? One of our church members, he went and he was being preached by somebody who didn't know that this person is already born again and is a member of Major One. And this pastor's preaching, receive Christ, the Holy Spirit will come in you. Yeah, pastor, you're true. You know, I love the Alos Paracletos, me. And that pastor was like, who is the Alos Paracletos? Say, pastor, I thought you were preaching it to me. I thought you know these things. Alos Paracletos is a Greek word which means another helper. Who stand by? They stand by. The pastor sat down, teaching me more. It became vice versa. Are you here? The pastor was lectured. Then he said, no, pray for me. From praying for him to being prayed for, he said, I need this Alos Paracletos. He was just preaching Holy Spirit. He doesn't even know who is the Holy Spirit. And this man began to explain, oh, the Holy Spirit is Alos Paracletos, which means another helper. Or the standby power of the Holy Spirit. Such that when you fall, he picks you up. Are you here?
Yes.
Schematizo.
Schematizo.
It is a word. And I want you to hear this. When you are a Christian, most Christians, they don't conform. The Bible says, be you conformed. By the renewing of your mind. Now, listen to this. That word which is written there is not also schematizo. It is part of metamorphosis, where you change your mind. But schematizo is when you change, when you are the same you, but you don't look the same you. They said, how would we know that it's Jesus? They said, Judas, come. When we find him with his disciples, you must hug him. The moment you hug him, we will know that it's Jesus. Because by that time, all disciples, their faces were looking like the face of Jesus. It was a schematizo to a level whereby they needed to send Judas to hug him for them to... This is a level whereby when the demons or witches was to come in your house, they don't know. They say, but how will we know it's him or it's her? They come in the house, they see the bed is burning in the fire. The disease come or the demon come, they see fire burning on your face. Am I talking to somebody here? It is schematizo. Schematizo, receive it.
I receive it.
So you're in your house. Some of you and demons come on an assignment. They just come in the house, they look at your face and say, hey, this one, bam. Problems. But some of us demons, they come and say, so who is an angel here? They look at me, they look at the angels around me, and they say, so who is who? No, we'll come again. Say schematizo. Are you here? I can show you in the Bible, it also happened. When they were stoning Stephen in the Bible, the Bible says when they were stoning him, his face changed like the face of an angel. This is why they became so angry. They were like, no. We killed Jesus, and now he's appearing on him, stoning him. As we were stoning him, the Bible says he was asking God for forgiveness on their behalf. Father, forgive these people. I plead for their salvation. I pray for their salvation. They are stoning him. His face transfigured in a way of schematizo, of disguising. It was not the angel, but his face disguised that of an angel. This is why when some of you are sleeping, the angel can disguise the face of Major One. Oh, I'm talking to wrong people. Say schematizo. Your body tonight must change in the name of Jesus Christ. I say your body, my prayer tonight is that your body, your whole body must change tonight. Let me show you something. When Samuel was sleeping, he heard a voice. Samuel, Samuel. Samuel went to Eli. I said, are you calling me? He said, I'm not calling you. Let me tell you something. You all know my voice, right?
Yes.
Even if they can close your eyes, they take you somewhere and I'm talking. You know that this is a Major One, right?
Yes.
Now, answer me this question. If Samuel was going to the room of Eli to say, are you calling me? It means which voice was he hearing?
Eli.
Eli's voice.
Yes.
But Eli said, when you hear that voice again, you must say, here I am, speak to me, O Lord. God had a strong relationship with Eli to a level whereby there was a schematizo. The voice of Eli was the voice of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? The voice, the way Eli was talking, it was the same way God was talking. Am I communicating to somebody here? Same sound tone of the voice of Eli is the same way God's voice was sounding like. This is where now a man of God can stand here and can be talking with his personal voice, and you may think it's him talking, yet it's God talking. You need a schematizo. Tell me about schematizo. Hey, say your voice, neighbor. Your voice. It will change. It will wear the voice of God. It will disguise. Now, the good thing is, it will sound the same way it sounds. But in the spirit, it will have power like the voice of God. Are you hearing me? This is a level whereby people look at you, and when the schema is on you, are you hearing that?
Yes.
With this schematizo, people may smell nice smell,
yes,
as if you are putting on a nice perfume,
yes,
Creed Aventus.
Yes.
Yet you are just putting Vaseline.
Yes.
Say schematizo. You may take your car, your Corolla, and park it to somebody who has parked Lamborghini and walk out of it, and the people look at you and still feel like you just bought Corolla for humbleness. They'll be like, this one, yo. They'll just feel like it's because you are so humble. Not that you can't make it. Schematizo. I'm talking to people here, not knowing that you are broke, just disguising.